Elsewhere, Egyptian authorities say a deadly bomb attack has rocked a border town in the Sinai Peninsula. Reports coming out of Egypt say at least 6 people have been killed in the attack, which targeted a security facility. The latest round of violence comes against the backdrop of the army's operations in the area, which have killed dozens of militants in recent weeks. There's been a sharp rise in violent attacks in the Sinai in the aftermath of President Mohamed Morsi's ouster. Karim Gamaluddin, our correspondent, joins us now from Cairo. Karim, what happened in Sinai today? And also tell us about the army's operations in the Sinai Peninsula.
Yes, Maria. So far there's conflicting reports about the casualties, as the spokesperson of the military said that 6 people have been killed and 17 others, 6 conscripts have been killed and 6 and 17 others injured, 7 of whom are civilians. But the state TV says that 11 has been killed. So there's conflicting reports about the casualties. What's happened is that a suicide bomber in a car attacked the military or the intelligence building headquarters in Sinai, and this has resulted in the collapse of the first story of the building, and also concurrently another attack by a militant within RPG on a checkpoint. A military checkpoint where there was just an armored vehicle. It took place, but this has not resulted in any casualties. But those who were injured as a result of the car bomb explosion has been transferred to the nearby hospital. But according to sources in Sinai, their situation is critical, and that not only the soldiers or conscripts, those have been injured, also civilians have been injured. And also, according to eyewitnesses in the area, are saying that even though that the military has announced that it will it is purging the area of militant strongholds, the people in the area are saying that among those who are killed or those announced killed by the government every day, there are civilians who are innocently killed, and those who are residents of the area that are being killed as a result of the offensive by the military. And despite the military officials have said that they have deployed troops and armored vehicles to purge the area a month ago, and even after the ouster of Mohamed Morsi, the attacks and such incidents are repetitive, and also almost daily attacks are taking place on security checkpoints and also military checkpoints in the Sinai Peninsula that has been suffering from a state of lawlessness and insecurity in the aftermath of Mohamed Morsi's toppling by the army on July 3rd. Yes, Marty.
From Cairo, Press TV's Karim Gamaluddin. Thank you, Karim.